This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, the TV is on the replay of the Mets and the Phillies last night, and I had forgotten about this, and maybe I should be looking at this baseball playoffs through a more positive, benevolent prism in that the Astros are no longer in them. Ryan Stanek, old friend, closed out the game last night for the Mets. That was nice
Yay!
To see. I like Ryan
Stanek. Good job, Ryan Stanek.
I like his flowing locks. I like his biker look, even though his voice doesn't come close to matching what he looks like.
We were really upset to find out that he was just a Berkeley nerd and not a river rat. From Missouri or whatever. Yeah, I thought the first time he spoke, I wanted to hear me some Colby, you know? And we didn't.
If we could take Clint Sterner's voice and put it in Ryan Stanek's body, that would be something right there.
It's kind of like when you think you see a hardcore biker dude and then you realize that, oh no, that's a dentist logo on the back of his leather jacket.
And he's quoting Chaucer.
This guy's not scary at all. Yeah.
but maybe
this guy's never sold meth to anybody in a bathroom.
Right. So maybe I should be looking at it through that prism. Like, who are our old friends that are still playing baseball right now? Because Yuli is a Kansas City Royal. Yeah. I root for Yuli unconditionally almost.
If only the Astros had ever had the assets to go out and get a Yuli Gurriel. I mean, I don't know how much they had. How much did they give up to give him? Did they give him like three? What'd they give up?
He was in the minors.
Seven top prospects.
He was in the minors this year for most of the year, and here he is playing in the postseason, man. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm good. I'm actually, last week I had a hard time moving on to the Bills. This week, I feel like I'm ready. I'm on to New England. Maybe it was because D'Amico said it in his press conference.
He said, like a great
coach once said, on to New England, which is ironic because that was the one place that Bill Belichick never said he was on to.
Not yet.
So unless, maybe in Cleveland once. I don't know if he used to say that back in Cleveland or what have you.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about this week. Just as Stefon Diggs last week, obviously, and going against an old opponent, you're always going to be extra motivated versus your old opponent. Mm-hmm. Whether there was drama or not, you just are.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nick Caserio's week to be extra motivated versus a coach in Gerard Mayo who, when you hear what people say about him, might as well be D'Amico Ryan.
You thought the same thing I did. Did you see Nick was describing Gerard? You may have seen the exact same footage. Nick on with John Harris and... Yeah. And Mark Vandermeer, and I was watching that on YouTube last night, and I'm going, and I was surprised Nick didn't point that out either when he was going through Gerard there, and he was kind of listing all the accolades for Gerard and what he noticed of him when he was a player, and he was a captain of the team, and he had success early on, like literally everything he's saying about Gerard from the playing career, even D'Amico's playing career kind of mirrors that. Gerard Mayo, I think, was an All-Pro, if not a Pro Bowler, early in his career, just like D'Amico. Then injuries.
Captain as a rookie. Yeah. All those things. The only one difference was that Gerard Mayo spent 1 year working in private business.
Yeah.
Versus, which maybe D'Amico did too. I don't think he did. But.
I think D'Amico was dipping his toe in radio water here for a little while.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah.
So they both went and did something else for a little bit, you know, whether it's private business or radio or whatever. But very, very, very similar career paths. I would say the only difference is Jerod Mayo's entirety of his NFL career has been in that New England bubble, whereas D'Amico stepped out, went to San Francisco, picked up a few new tricks in San Francisco, and then came back here to Houston. But both of them are coaching the teams that they established themselves as players with. I thought the same thing, man. I'm like, dude, you are describing D'Amico right now.
We've actually here's Nick Caserio on the GM show talking about Jerod Mayo. Tell me if you could just put D'Amico's name in every single one of these quotes.
Yeah, when Jerod came in as a rookie, I mean, he kind of earned his stripes right from the get-go. I mean, very few players, you know, I don't want to say it doesn't happen, but the fact that he was a captain on a rookie team or as a rookie on that team speaks to his leadership. So Jerod was a very smart player at Tennessee, and then when he showed up, he was a good football player in the SEC, and then his leadership and his production really stood out. And he has a way of connecting with a lot of people, so you saw that as a player. At the end of his career, he had to deal with some injuries, and he kind of started to transition out. He spent some time in private business before he transitioned back, but he kind of started at the lowest level, came in as a quality control coach. Nothing was, you know, he had to earn everything. Yep. Nothing was guaranteed, and he put a lot of work behind the scenes. And anytime that you're replacing somebody the caliber of Coach Belichick, it's never an easy situation. Right. But I think the important thing is he's kind of handled it and put his spin on the program and doing the things that he thinks are important, and making it his program. And you're starting to see that in terms of how they play. But Jerod's a really smart individual, really good person, good football player, and he's going to be a good head coach. He is a good head coach.
Okay, basically swap out D'Amico for Jerod, Tennessee for Alabama. You can keep the SEC. The captain is a rookie part. That's all the same. The biggest difference was that D'Amico is replacing David Culley and Lovie Smith, whereas Jerod Mayo is replacing a guy who won 5 Super Bowls.
Right.
Excuse me, 6.
Yeah, Jerod has to fill gigantic, gigantic shoes. D'Amico is filling, like, tiny toddler, like, sneaker shoes, like Nikes.
With Lovie, I feel bad. I always feel bad because, like obviously, Lovie was in a situation that was what it was.
Yeah.
They're old man slippers, okay?
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I bet when D'Amico showed up, Lovie's slippers were sitting right underneath the desk with a nice note. Like, hey, these brought me comfort in those late nights, breaking down film.
D'Amico's like, my feet are way too big for these. Yeah, get these out of here.
I've already filled your slippers, old man.
It took 2 seconds.
Now get out of here.
Yeah, It's more of a commentary, particularly with Lovie, it's more of a commentary on where the team was, more so than his chops as a coach. But I thought the same thing as I was thinking that. I'm like, man, he is describing D'Amico Ryans right now. So that makes for a fun coaching matchup, at least. This was not thought to be a game that's going to be one of the closer games this weekend on Sunday night. And I would imagine, I got to go check, Drake May is going to start at quarterback for the Patriots. That was confirmed yesterday. So the Texans will be getting the 3rd overall pick in his first career start at quarterback for the New England Patriots. The game was a 7-point spread on Sunday. I got to go look and see. If you were an odds maker, Seth, and that news came out, would you just leave the line at 7? Would you move it down? Would you move it up? Do you think the Texans are more or less likely to win and cover on Sunday now that Drake May has started?
If there's one thing markets hate, whether they be financial or betting, it's uncertainty.
Correct.
So with Drake May, there's a little bit of uncertainty there, and yet he's a rookie quarterback. The Texans versus Caleb Williams, a rookie quarterback, really put him into a tizzy, obviously. And Drake May can run and escape. I don't think he's like Caleb Williams. But I bet I would adjust it up. Boy, I know it's hard to move past 7 points.
Yeah.
I would adjust it to 8.
You would?
It's
7 still right now.
It's still 7.
Probably for the reasons, probably for the same trepidation you had, which is
trepidation.
Move it to 7.
You just don't know. Think about Will Levis last year. Remember after Will Levis's first start? Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, CJ's got competition for rookie of the year.
Yeah, right.
Oh, goodness. Because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have no. You have no foundation for expectation when it comes to, okay, are they going to come out aggressively? Are they going to play it safe? What plays do they like with Drake May versus Jacoby? And it's just, it's really hard to prepare for.
Yeah. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rookie QBs have been pretty good so far this year, as we were talking about yesterday. The three guys that have been starters from week one are all above 500 right now. Now, for various reasons, you know, Bo Nix, the Broncos are probably above 500 in spite of Bo Nix, more than because of Bo Nix. They've got a really good defense. Vance Joseph's done a nice job there. Jaden Daniels is the reason why the Washington Commanders are 4-1 right now.
And Cliff Kingsbury. Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury. I'm a Kingsbury skeptic, but yep. I got to give him his props right now.
They've been dynamite. And then Caleb Williams, I would say it's probably a mixed bag of in spite of and because of with Caleb Williams. They've got a really good defense. They've got him some weapons. And that, to me, that's the big difference. So those three quarterbacks combined are 10-5. And the big difference for me with them versus May, other than they've all three have 5 games of experience under their belt at this point, they've got some weapons. Like Caleb Williams has, for a rookie first overall pick, has a ton of weapons out there with him. Jaden Daniels at least has Terry McLaurin and some other guys out there that are doing some good things. Bo Nix has Cortland Sutton and a couple other guys. New England's got nothing. They have nothing in the wide receiver.
It feels like they haven't progressed beyond Tom Brady's last year there.
Correct.
Where Tom Brady was imploring his wide receivers to run faster when they were genetically limited in that regard. It's like, basically, go mutate your genes. Why are you guys so slow? Do something.
Yeah.
Get bit by a radioactive spider or something. Maybe one of those feral cats over there in the Astrodome.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was in the Texans game, right? When he was like, faster. You need to run faster.
Yeah, that was the flu game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all like, we can't run faster. We have the flu.
I'm trying.
Just like you.
Yeah.
So, I was glad to see this news yesterday. And it's not because Jacoby Brissett has had an inordinate amount of success for a Jacoby Brissett-level quarterback against the Houston Texans. It's that I am excited to see a rookie first-round pick get fed to the same defense that just made Josh Allen look like a rookie first-round pick last week.
Now, let me throw a wrinkle at you.
Okay.
D'Amico in the coaches' show had told John and Mark, hey, I expect Gerard to keep it really close to the vest, and we probably won't know who the quarterback is maybe until Sunday.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, last year, the Texans were in a situation where everybody just thought that Davis Mills was going to be the starter. They kept it close to the vest. And then when did we find out? Saturday morning,
the case.
That Case was going to start.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Gerard might be – he might have a trick up his sleeve. Maybe they do throw Jacoby out there.
That would be
– or they have a dual quarterback situation.
That would be so mean. We name him the starter on Tuesday, and then the old switcheroo back to Jacoby Brissett on Saturday morning.
Listen, you little trick. You're going to
– this is the NFL.
We're going to prop you up there like you're Johnny Football, okay? But then we're going to tear you down like we did Johnny Football. That was a conspiracy by the CIA. Everybody knows it.
You're not in Chapel Hill anymore, Mackie. All right?
All right.
Drake May, it looks like Drake May on Sunday against the Texans. Texans will get a crack. Finally, Well, they got Caleb Williams. Probably should have. Probably might have. Would have had J.J. McCarthy if he had stayed healthy in week three. They might have been looking at their third rookie core. Instead, they got Darnold.
Thanks a lot, J.J. McCarthy. Yeah,
might have been able to beat
revitalized. I could have still been making Sam Darnold jokes about his fat face or something.
Can't do that.
All of a sudden, his face isn't so punchable, Sean. It's amazing how success does that to a man.
It's a weird thing, man.
Something's changed. You're different.
Yeah.
Woman goes to her 20th high school reunion and the nerd owns a Silicon Valley IPO. I don't know. There's something about you that's sophisticated now.
There's something
before.
About this Poindexter that just...
guy's still picking his nose and everything.
Right,
he just doesn't care about societal conventions. He's a renegade is what he is.
Right. Sloppiness just turned into indifference is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. We're off and running on a Wednesday. We got a lot to get to, man. D'Amico and his coaches show. Nick was on. We already played you some Caserio. CJ was on Pat McAfee. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. He's no longer sending direct messages to the fan base. He's just kind of making subtle passive aggressive messages to the fan base in a good way.
That's a good tease. It's a good tease.
In a good way.
Coming up next, CJ insults all of you.
We'll do that at the top of the hour. But
oh yeah, you'll have to wait until that until 8 or 7 for that.
We get maximum listenership for that. We got headlines we get to at 6:45. This Robert Saleh firing yesterday.
Oh,
is as juicy as we anticipated it being, I think. Do we think that Aaron Rodgers' fingerprints are on this? The Jets say no. What do you say? We will have that for you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.